And our guest, David Horowitz, this hour will take your phone calls. His book is called Dark Agenda. And we'll be back with him and your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you along with David Horowitz. And, of course, his book is called Dark Agenda. David, this COVID-19 fell right into their laps, shutting down churches and places of worship.
Yeah.
My people went crazy over that.
Exactly. Open the bars and close the churches.
And
it only makes sense to somebody that hates religion.
It's uncanny how they can get away with this.
Well,
people fight back, though. People got very angry.
People did, and they went out in the street. And you know, we have, 40 million people now unemployed.
Uh-huh, crazy.
Because they shut down the whole country. That was so stupid.
Now, you think the president's going to win in 2020, but I think if this horrible situation continues, he might have a tough time.
People are not, you know, Democrats blame the virus on him, but
you can't do that.
And they've run, you know, when you start, before the guy gets in office, he's a white nationalist, white supremacist, you know, and a traitor, colluding with the Russians. I mean, how can you top that? And you do it for 4 years. I mean, I said this when Trump was running in the primaries, and about the third debate, Rubio was on one side of him, Ted Cruz on the other, and they were both going at him hammer and tongs. And I was saying, you know, I actually wrote an article saying, you know, everybody knows a gang rape when they see one, and they identify with the victim. You taking the guy who's supposed to be the bully and turn him into the victim. And the Democrats have done the same thing. You know, I'm appalled by the support in the polls that Biden has. I mean, he's senile. I mean, he's an embarrassment.
Well, like you said, he probably will not get the nomination.
I think Bernie kept his delegate, so he's not going to get the 1991 he needs.
But really, what Democrat is out there today that would be a form? Yeah, you don't think she'd run again, do you?
Well, I'm certain she wants to run. I don't know.
Man.
You know, who knows? They get away with so much. You know, like this voter fraud thing. Detroit, they just had to reveal that in Detroit there's 30,000 more people registered than exist. And there are.
I know. They used to. The dead people used to vote.
But Trump only won the state by 11,000 votes. That's enough to swing an election.
Yeah, it sure is.
The Democrats maintain this completely lunatic view that there's no problem with voter fraud.
Now, you were once a Democrat, weren't you?
I was a radical. If you asked me what I was in the 60s, I would have said I'm a Marxist revolutionary. I did vote for Kennedy. In 1960, but that was useful.
Well, you think that was a mistake?
In retrospect, no.
No,
I think Kennedy was a decent president.
Well, and you said you founded the New Left movement in the 60s.
I was one of the, I edited the largest magazine of the left.
Well, you sound like you have some regrets about that.
Yeah, the left is an evil movement. I discovered this. Well, the reason I left, I stopped being a leftist when the Black Panthers, whom I had raised a lot of money for, murdered a woman I had recruited to do their bookkeeping. And the whole left, all my friends, blamed the white power structure. And then when, you know, the big cause of the left was the Vietnam War, and when the communists won and proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million people, there were no demonstrations. The Vietnamese meant nothing to the left. What they were about was destroying America.
Well, and they all
realized, you know, America is a country. You know, for all its faults, when there are bad people, it has second thoughts. J. Edgar Hoover is no longer, you know, an icon in American life. He's an embarrassment.
Right.
But I thought the left never being a leftist means you never have to say you're sorry.
Interesting. Let's take some calls for you. Here they go. Cornelius is in Louisiana. Welcome to the show, Cornelius.
Well, you got me number one there, George. George, I just wanted to make a quick comment. A person named Terry, I don't know if they're white or black, sent me a nice letter about you, George, and Coast to Coast AM, and about them thanking just for letting me talk, George.
Well, you know, we don't muffle. That's the important thing, and you're a very classy caller.
Well, like I said, I learned my lesson not to say any bad words. You done taught me about it.
That's
so
right.
I don't say any bad words.
You already got me.
Yes, I did.
David, I'm the God, guns, and gold man, the Bible, bullets, and beans man, telling everybody to get ready. I love you, David. George, you've got to have David and Howard Bloom do two go in and one go out, a four-hour show with both these guys. David, I don't know if you ever heard of me. My name is Cornelius White, and I was in the chemical school and the military police school in Anniston, Alabama at Fort McClellan, where the MPs trained, and it was a WAC base, too, where the Women's Army Corps was training there, too. But anyway, I believe, just like you, David, this is a bioweapon. They're trying to destroy Trump. What they did to Flynn, and George knows this, is essentially what they did to me. And the left, or the Democrats, they're more or less socialist, communist now. And this thing with Wuhan, China, I think they're all involved because they said there would be a pandemic this administration. So they planned all this, David.
Well, I've encouraged it, let's put it that way. I mean, they want people, and I hate to say this, but the Democratic leadership is happy when a lot of people die. They're always celebrating. 100,000 are dead again because they can blame it on Trump, and they want people unemployed so they can blame it on Trump. It's really terrible.
I think the smartest thing the Democrats can do, David, is go more toward the center, go for middle America, and just...
You have to ask yourself, what is wrong with, you know, MSNBC and CNN? You know, it's like Russian television. You got six people attacking Trump.
That's crazy.
You know, half the country at least likes Trump. Why don't they, you know, why don't they have both sides?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fox has all these Democratic operatives.
Let's go back and talk about Twitter for a little bit and stuff like that. They are regulating a lot of people. I mean, Facebook, you put something on about the COVID-19, it's probably going to get yanked off. Do they have the right to do that?
You know, Zuckerberg is right that they should not be censoring, but they do it. Google is even worse. When you do research on Google, I wish I could, you know.
Well, with the algorithms that they plant in there, they do it that way, and you don't even know it.
You have to go pages into Google to find a conservative position.
I had heard that.
Issues of the day.
I had heard that. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Walter, you're up with us. Go ahead.
Hi, George. George, I feel I'm already well acquainted with Mr. Horowitz. He undoubtedly is familiar with the name Bobby Gunther Walsh.
Nope. Sorry.
You're not?
Nope. Me either.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, he's been on with Bobby Gunther Walsh as our local, what you would call, he's like the Rush Limbaugh of the Lehigh Valley area where I live.
Oh. No, I've never.
Yeah, there's a lot of Horowitzes out there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm mistaken. I thought he was on with Bobby Gunther. Well, I just want to make it clear to Mr. Horowitz that, as you know, George, I'm an agnostic atheist. And I just like to say that I'm also a patriot. I'm an endowment member of the National Rifle Association. I'm opposed to abortion, especially in the late stages. Now, I'm not against a woman's right to take a morning after pill or what they call a rape pill or what might be called a missing panties pill. I'm not against inducing menstruation to preclude a very early pregnancy. I'm not against that. And I don't think that Mr. Horowitz would be against that either. But
no.
I just like to say
I'm with you on all those things.
Well, I just like to say that, you know, we often hear the statement that the country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and but you have to ask yourself, what is the basis of the Judeo-Christian principles? Now, science tells us that we have evolved from lower forms of life, that we are the veritable naked ape. Now, you know, you can see like, you know, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, and obey your father and mother. Well, these come out of nature. They come out of instincts of animals. You know, chimpanzees naturally know that they're not supposed to kill one another. And
what's your point? Even
bear cubs and wolf pups know that they instinctively are to follow their parents. So all I get, you know, I'm trying to say that it's all the result of our evolution. It's not necessarily out of the Bible or any of these other holy books.
If you look on the Bible as a replacement for scientific explanation, I'm not with you. But science can't answer the most important questions. You know, why am I here? Where am I going? What's the meaning of life? And so forth. And that's what religion is an effort to do.
Now, David, you're...
It couldn't be more necessary than in this epidemic. And the move to shut down churches is just bigotry.
It's crazy. It is. And how did a Jewish guy become an agnostic?
I was raised by communists. My father never—he looked at religion as superstition. He never would set foot inside a synagogue.
Well, isn't it also unusual to have Jewish communists?
No.
Really?
No, the communists, the Trotskyists, were Christians. The communists were Jews.
Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I don't totally agree with you. I think society breaks down in two camps at this point. Mm. People that'll kill you and people that don't want to kill you. So I kind of see maybe these people played too many violent video games, but people need to be careful. I mean, even if you look at a doctor's office, you go for a bad back, chronic back pain, they'll give you heroin pills, which will kill you. As an example, there's a culture of death out there that needs to be watched carefully. That's front and center.
It's not just killing, cheating, stealing, coveting.
But the right does that too, David.
What?
The right does that too. It's not just the left.
Everybody does it.
They all do it.
The difference is this, that left thinks, you know, if you put enough power in Elizabeth Warren's hands, she can change the world and make it a much better place where there's no inequality. And Elizabeth Warren, as you know, is a pathological liar.
I was going to say, if you believe that, there's an island I want to sell you.
Yeah, but the left's vision is they want to empower people who are subject to all these corruptions. That we all, you know, we all have to fight our demons. And they want to give them enormous power. We're like, you know, $95 trillion. And, when Elizabeth Warren says on day one of that I'm president, I'm going to destroy the fracking industry and throw all these people out of work and kill the income that comes from it and so forth, you got to say, what is wrong with you? It's wise of the founders of this country to put checks and balances and make it difficult to do radical things because people can't be trusted.
Where do we get your book, Dark Agenda? And Blitz comes out in a couple of days, doesn't it?
Trump will smash the left and win. Amazon. You can get it on my website. It's frontpagemagazine.com.
All right.
But Amazon, you can get them and...
Let's go to Victoria in Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the program, Victoria. You're on with David Horowitz.
Thank you. I had one comment when I started, but I'm going to try to get through real quick.
Sure.
So I wanted to say, first of all, it's an oxymoron for anyone to say that they want peace out of one side of their mouth and then say that they hate this group or that group out of the other side.
Correct.
Second one is another oxymoron is that elective surgeries had to be canceled except for abortions. And then the third one is, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that Michelle, in air quotes, Obama, wanted to run for president, but they determined that she was ineligible because she hasn't lived in our country long enough because she was in Virgin Islands through school, and I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Any question, Victoria, or is that it?
Yeah. No, that's it. Thank you.
But, you know, this elective surgeries, a lot of people are dying because they can't get.
Well, we just had a local hospital group here in St. Louis laid off 1,500 people in the hospitals because
terrible.
The place is packed with COVID people instead.
And the media is a real culprit here, and the one-party media. You have to, you know, nobody who watches, if you watch, you know, a trial on television, you know, you always have to hear what both sides have to say before making up your mind.
Well, the days of Walter Cronkite, David, are gone. The fair, balanced journalist who would just present the facts.
It's a tragedy for our country and a source. And it's really hurt the Democratic Party. I mean, it's a lunatic party at this point. I mean,
how would you fix it? If they called you up today.
They have to lose. They're all about power. And if they see...
Well, everybody is. They all are.
Well...
Both parties are.
Not to the same extent. I mean, I can't believe what Schiff has got away with. I mean, and Pelosi. You know, she was opposed to impeachment. She said all the right things.
And then she drove it.
Bipartisan. You know, there has to be a general agreement. Because we have elections or whatever she said, and then all of a sudden she flips entirely, and you know, calling the president all kinds.
I just want to see 4 years of a presidency without all this other stuff on the outside, and just
you'll have to
run the country.
10 or 20 years for that.
Jeez,
George. Sorry.
Let's see if we can grab one more quick call, and then we will go to a break and come back with final calls. Annie in Alabama, go ahead, Annie.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. Hey, Mr. Horowitz, I've always been a big fan of yours, and I saw that picture of you with a man who put a gun on you and held you hostage on the air. Is that true? And then now they've reported...
Oh, no. That's another David Horowitz.
That's
no longer with us. I thought he was very gutsy when that guy pulled the...
That's not you. Okay, how about this story in the Daily Mail that says you're dead? That's not true either.
That's the other guy.
A lot of David Horowitz's around.
That's what I was saying, to be sure. As a matter of fact, the website has got David's all over the place. And I've been getting emails all day from people that thought that was you.
Nope.
That is not.
But not to fight back, David Horowitz, although I could be.
Are your parents still with you?
No, they're long gone.
Did they ever change their views?
No. Nope.
They stayed?
Bridge the bites to the end.
Wow. Interesting. And that never ran off.
My mother was very sensible. I mean, she didn't speak to her brother for a year because he was a Trotskyite. And she thought that family, she came to the conclusion that family is more important than politics.
Well, she was right about that. We're going to take a quick break here, David, and then we'll come back with final phone calls for you right here on Coast to Coast AM. David's book, Dark Agenda, the other one, Blitz, comes out on June 2nd. We will be back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Marcus Chown joins us as we're talking about magic and science. I'm looking forward to that, so make sure you're part of that Coast to Coast program. And welcome back. Our final segment, George Norrie with you, David Horowitz with us as we talk about his work, Dark Agenda. He also has Blitz. David, in your opinion, why do we seem to be so divided right now in such a way, too, where you can't have discussion? It's argumentation. It's just bitterness.
It is Trump. I don't quite understand the Trump derangement. And when I say derangement, I'm thinking like Larry David, who's a very intelligent comedian, and you would think, and understands characters who,
yeah,
who he disagrees with. He told the New York Times that he said that even the worst dictators in history, the worst monsters, had a redeeming, probably had a redeeming quality. Stalin probably had one. But Trump doesn't have any. And it's so lunatic. I mean,
And he wasn't trying to be comical.
The only president in the history of the United States who gives his whole salary back to the people. I mean, he's dedicated the $100,000 he gets for this quarter to fighting the coronavirus. And, you know, you could go down a whole long list of wonderful things that he's done. He freed Alice Johnson, this black grandmother who had been in jail for 21 years for a nonviolent drug charge. Obama let her rot in jail. She made appeals to Obama. He did nothing. Trump got around and so forth. But I think it's deeper than that. I think the issue is really about the country. The Democratic Party has succumbed to an ideology which is racist. They control the inner cities in America. They are racists. I mean, when I say they control them, we're talking about for 50 to 100 years. Detroit, which I mentioned earlier, they controlled 100% since 1961, which is why they have more people registered to vote than exist. And I think it's just too incompatible. It's like the fight between slavery and freedom. It's two very basically incompatible philosophies. If you're going to judge people by their skin, look at the Democrats. The vice, we know he's going to pick a black woman for vice president, or even if it's just a woman. How is that a way to pick a vice president? The American way is by merit. They're racist, and it's just incompatible, with a normal view of things.
Interesting
take. American view. So I just think it's a very deep divide, and I'm sorry about it. And now I don't mean to say that every Democrat is like that, but the people who are the dominant,
those in control,
are.
Those in control. Tom in Riverside, California. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, George, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Tom.
David, I wanted to say that looking at all this, now, in years past, it's funny, I grew up and I loved all what I should have been hating, these black entertainers and black celebrities and according to what the history has been shoved down our throat in the last 30 years. But, you know, I grew up by Louisville, Kentucky. There's, Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, as other people knew him later. But those people didn't hate him because he was black and he was a black boxer. And all the other entertainers that worked so well with all the people, the shows, the Ed Sullivan Show, and all the other entertainers, Dean Martin and Nat King Cole, Louis Armstrong, Johnny Mathis.
Sammy Davis. Don't forget Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr., a great entertainer that got along with all of them real well. And Little Richard, Chuck Berry.
I understand what you're saying, but here's the change. In 1958, I think I had the figures right. In 1958, only 4% of Americans approved of interracial marriage between blacks and whites. By today, the figure is 85%. Well, 15% of people think that we never landed on the moon or that it's made of green cheese or what have you. So we've come a long way. This is the greatest
long way.
Revolution.
I mean, even President Kennedy shinned Sammy Davis Jr. for his interracial marriage. He was supposed to be singing at the inauguration.
There's no question there was prejudice and bigotry then.
Absolutely.
But
we have come a long way.
You have to... When you, you asked, George, about the divide. The New York Times and the Pulitzer Foundation have come up with this 1619 Project, which is an attack on America's founding. It says we weren't founded in 1776 when we were, because that was the beacon of freedom, but in 1619, when allegedly 20 African slaves were brought to Virginia, because they want to change the founding to that date because they think that slavery and racism is what is in our DNA, as Obama put it. The fact of the matter is that Virginia was not an American colony. It was an English colony under English laws at the time. Slavery happened to be actually outlawed when what they were was indentured servants arrived in 1620. But this is an attack on America's foundations, and it's embraced by the Democrat. You can hear it every time Beto O'Rourke, or Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris open their mouths. It's an indictment of America at its core. You can't have a country that feels that bad about itself.
No, I agree.
Never survive.
A smart Democrat would pop up, and if he would lean more toward the middle, watch what happens.
Yeah. I mean, they're so intolerant.
Let's go to Kathy in Idaho. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I think so.
Hi. Mr. Horowitz, or are you Dr. Horowitz?
No doctor, no university.
Just call him David.
Well, thank you for your book. I've read it twice, Dark Agenda.
Oh, great.
Learned a lot from it.
You're breaking up, though, Kath, so wherever you are, it's not working.
What?
Wherever you are, it's not working, so I'm going to have Tom try to get you a better signal.
She did say she liked my book.
You did hear that, right?
Yeah. Definitely. As an author, I'm keyed to that.
How many books do you have out there now?
Oh, quite a few. I lost track of them. I have 9 volumes called The Black Book of the American Left.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you start writing books? How old were you?
I published my first book when I think I was 23. It was about the Berkeley demonstrations in 1960. It was the first book of the new left of the 60s.
Did you ever write about Kent State, that tragedy there?
I don't know if I did, but I wrote about it in the sense that the Weather Underground organized the demonstration that got out of hand.
Yeah, they did.
And those 4 kids were killed.
Horrible. Kevin in Alaska is with us now. Hi, Kev.
Howdy. Armenia, we used to have the monopoly laws where no entity could have own more than 3 radio stations or 3 TV stations. And I think we need to bring that back.
We used to have the 777 rule, 7 a.m., 7 f.m., and 7 TVs, but we don't have that anymore. But that's really not the issue anymore. The issue is that the cable networks have decided to become left or right, and that's what their program is.
Yeah, but even so, George, I mean, you look at Fox, they have Don Imbruglia, who cheated, the cheater, who was the acting chair of the DNC. You got Juan Williams. You have Marie Harf, who was a State Department liar defending the Benghazi, baloney story, that it was all about a video and not about terrorists. And I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many of them. And they're very vocal. And Jessica Tarlov, who's a Democratic operative, they're on every show during the day. I mean, it's true that the anchors, and then Chris Wallace, I mean, who's an anti-Trumper, they had Shep Smith, but he left. But why can't MSNBC and CNN, have 1 or 2 conservative regulars on their shows that would hold up, would give people a sense of that there's another point of view?
Well, and why can't they point out the good and not just the bad, but also the good things that somebody does, whether they're, you know.
I think every American, I've been in politics like for 60 years. I was shocked at these Trump trade deals that to learn that three presidents of Clinton, the Republican Bush, and Obama were either so lazy or just didn't care and let us get fleeced. American taxpayers gave
or didn't know
trillions of dollars to China, Europe, Japan, Mexico, because they wouldn't negotiate tough, you know, fair market.
Right, I know. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And every American should be grateful for that. And then, you know, Obama dithered, well, 500,000 Muslims and Catholics, the Christians. The oldest Christian in the community in the world was wiped out in Iraq on his watch. He did nothing. And Trump, in 8 months, destroyed ISIS.
I think if this president would act a little more presidential in terms of his presentation, his tweeting and things. Now, there are some that's...
True, but you know, he's a New Yorker and he...
He's abrasive.
The building trades, dealing with, you know, union toughs and whatnot. And he is what he is. And then he came under this unbelievable attack. They boycotted his inauguration. He extended an olive branch to the Democrats, but they rejected it.
Oh, even some of his Republicans didn't want him elected then, remember?
Well, yeah. I don't fully understand the Trump derangement, the hatred.
Let's go to Danny in Oklahoma City. Danny, let's get you in. Go ahead.
Right. Thanks for taking my call, George.
Sure thing, Danny.
Good morning to you both. I agree with you, George. I know you've been saying right from the get-go, as I and David, it's hard to believe that this was a natural occurring virus. So, I mean, before I get my question in, I just wanted to let you know that there's just too many things that line up.
Yep, sure is.
But what I want to ask David was, and thanks for having him on. Man, he is just so knowledgeable. Do you think, David, that there's a possibility that Donald Trump may go for a special prosecutor, you know, in light of this Steele dossier?
Oh, I think that they picked on the wrong guy with Trump. Any other Republican would run. for the tall grass.
He dives right in.
Trump is going to fight.
He dives right in.
I think I'd be very worried if I was James Comey and if I was Hillary.
David, give us your website.
The website is Front Page Magazine or frontpagemag.com.
Super. We've got that linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com.
And the book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And that'll be out in 5 days.
And the other one is Dark Agenda.
And the other one is Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America.
Let's see if we can get Steve in Arizona. Squeeze him in real fast, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Right. Yeah, you know, I wanted to say that it's just terrible with the mask, making everybody wear masks, and then the social distancing and everything. I think it's really demoralizing, and I'm wondering if China hasn't already taken over our government, and you know, like, this is just a way of preparing us, because everywhere I go now, it kind of looks like China.
What China has done, they've infiltrated, you know, universities, which are so far left, and welcome them. They have these Confucius Institutes in all the universities.
China has one thing we don't, David, and that is patience.
Yeah, well, a lot of countries have that more than we do.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Keep in touch. I might want to get you back on election night, and we'll go through what's going on that night.
Anytime, George. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
All right. Say hi to Chris for me, okay? Chris Ruddy, of course, who operates Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about magic and science and have a little fun here on Coast to Coast, so don't touch your dial. Also, don't forget to sign up for our free YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search bar, put in Coast to Coast AM Official. It's got to be like that, and then sign up for it. It's free.